This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. The Bible's got a lot to say about time. The most important thing it says is something that you already know. Time is limited. Now, time can be used or wasted. It can be invested or squandered, but it can never be regained. We've spoken about this before on Morning Devotions. So time does matter because it's such a limited supply. Did you know the most famous passage in the Bible about time reminds us that there is a time for everything in life? And I'm referring today and again tomorrow on this verse, actually, from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 3. That's the Old Testament that says simply, there is a time for healing. And I want to think about that word healing. Now, why would I want to talk about that? Because I believe that we all need healing of the mind and of our emotions, especially when we've been hurt in life or something's happened or we might have been rejected. Because I've got a feeling there are many hurt people out there in life. And the Bible says there is a time for healing. And I believe, of course, that God does bring physical healing as well. One of my favorite books, ones I would recommend to you, is David Seaman's book called Healing for Damaged Emotions. It's well worth reading. I read about an older woman who caught a taxi one day, and the driver was talking to her about the tragedy in his life. His wife had left him for another man, and he'd been very angry, broken-hearted. His life had fallen apart. And that relationship didn't last. The wife who had left him with the other man didn't last, and his wife begged her husband to forgive her and take her back. So he told this 80-plus friend in the taxi, "I'll never take her back," he said to the woman, very angrily. Now, well, he expected lots of sympathy from the older lady, but as she sat there in the taxi, he wasn't ready for the response. And she said, "Now listen, that's not the thing to do. You've got to forgive her." And she went on to tell him how people could forgive with the help of God. And as she got out of the cab, the driver said this to the old lady, "Well, thank you so much. No one has ever cared enough to talk to me like that." Now, it's a simple story, but it's profound because it also helps us to learn that people do want you to care. People do want you to show some empathy, some understanding, because there is so much sadness around. Dr. Richard Dobbins is the founder of a ministry in the United States called Emerge Ministries. It's a Christian ministry that provides therapy and counseling for people who need help. And one day he spoke about a very painful memory that he had for years and years. He says that he believed that he caused the death of his mother. He believed this because his mother died while giving birth to him. In later years, when he got into trouble, he said, well, it was because he was a bad kid. He had killed his mother. He was a teenager. He became then a Christian, and he had this urge to visit his mother's grave. And the first few times he went, he wept over the thought that a 19-year-old woman, his mother, had to die to give him life. So the tears helped a bit, but that hurt was still there. And then he visited the gravesite again. He was age 19 at this time, and he felt God put a thought in his mind. And these were the words he felt. "Not only did Jesus die for you, but your mother died for you. How valuable your life must be. See to it and make it count for something." Now, Richard Dobbins says that was the moment he began to realize that he could actually edit his memories. He couldn't change the fact that his mother died while giving birth to him, but God could help him to remember the event in a less painful way, and even in a way that would strengthen him and strengthen his emotions. And that story is interesting because it talks about editing our hurtful memories. Well, he also, I think, leads us to say that we can talk honestly with God about the memory that's hurting us. Now, it's not easy, but it does work. Talk to God about those hurtful memories, because as we honestly talk to God, these intense emotions are going to surface. And when they come up, or bubble up, as we say, don't hold them back. But, you know, "I don't want God to know how angry I am." Dobbins actually said, "Think how ridiculous that statement is, that we can't hide anything from God. God invites our feelings, because God knows if we repress those feelings, we'll only hurt ourselves more." Well, God is capable, of course, of handling that. Well, dear Lord, we acknowledge all that and that some of us are hurting, but help us, Lord, to come to you in prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.